So you got some people under you.
I got some doing your
bidding.
Well, you know, apparently that's the weird thing though, because we went from a flat organization to a tiered organization.
Oh yeah, I think off air you might have mentioned to me that you thought there was a little disorganization.
Yeah.
Then it would have been better if there was a little more structure.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to find that gentle balance where it's not straight up and down, whereas at the same time completely flat, everybody's sort of like flailing.
Yeah, so I think in terms of the organization and how it works, it's great that we're getting some structure out of a flat thing. The real question is, how do people react to that? It's like, here's Sebenen who's you know, suddenly on a managerial level above me.
Right.
And it wasn't that way before. I didn't report to this guy before. Now you're telling me I have to report to this guy. Like,
right.
That's like, now
who is
anybody,
this clown?
Anybody who comes in new, it's not a problem.
Right. Exactly.
But all the people who were there before.
And also, I'm not sure if it is, but if it's people who have been there longer than you have.
Yeah,
I think it's more of an issue.
Yeah. No, but luckily our organization has had such a high rate of turnover that there aren't many people who have been there too long.
That's great,
But anyway, my resolutions, last minute resolutions here. Okay. Finish out tour of duty in Kenya.
Right.
Decide whether or not to continue on there for a little while. Travel.
In and around Africa or just around the world?
Around the world, I think. Ooh. I think, like, that's the route home from Kenya is not a straight line.
What continent have you not been on?
Australia.
And Antarctica.
Antarctica.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I can actually boast the same thing.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was not trying to top you. I just realized that I think I also have been to all those continents.
You didn't top me. You tied me.
I didn't mean to me too me. Or me
no,
too you.
No, that's neat to know.
But I mean, so, I think you've been to a wider variety of countries for longer, so I'll give you that.
Where in South America did you go?
I've been to Argentina and Chile.
Oh, cool.
And even then, it's like I would kind of like hesitate on saying that because I really just went to Patagonia and Tierra del Fuego.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, I didn't really go to the upper part where, I mean, I think there's almost two or three different parts of South America which are completely separate, right? Mm-hmm. There's sort of the European part in the south, kind of, and then there's sort of the more, what would you call it, native sort of indigenous sort of.
Indian nations have higher indigenous populations, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Just more like Latin, I guess you could say.
Really? I don't know. You know, I've had this discussion. My girlfriend is Latin, and I've had this discussion of what makes
someone
Latin.
I've
already gotten in trouble on this one. But the question was like, okay, are you Latino? Okay, so the easy answer was, well, Latinos are all the people in the Americas who, you know, like, basically are from Spanish or Portuguese colonies, right?
Right, okay.
And then I was like, well, okay, so is it just, and this was in a conversation with a Mexican-American guy and Ecuadorian-American.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, what about people who are, like, of pure Spanish descent.
Right.
Like, are they Latino? And it was sort of like, well, there was some, this is coming from them, there was some, like, hesitation, like, well, they might not consider themselves. And I was like, well, so if it's just a matter of considering, then it's not necessarily.
Well, I mean,
like,
a title is just a title, right? I mean, that's the same thing with citizenship. It's like, are you American? It's like, well, I have an American passport, but I was born in, like, you know, somewhere else, and I just moved here 2 years ago, and I barely speak English, but I got through the citizenship test, so it's like, I guess I'm American because that's what my citizenship says. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you'll see them flying their own flags. They're still very proud about their old countries. Mm-hmm. You know, when the World Cup comes on, they'll root for, you know, Ecuador or Paraguay or whatever country they're from.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. So I mean, it's not to say that you have to do one thing or the other. It's just that I think generally when you say, I think when you think Latin, at least for me, I just think basically like Mexico and down.
Woo.
And I mean that's kind of a big category, and it's probably completely, you know, like, nuanced. I mean, there's so many nuances I'm just glossing over.
Yeah, we might want to edit this one out so we don't get hate mail. Hate mail can be sent to regularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
But, I mean, when I went down there, that's the kind of the cool thing about traveling is you learn so many things. There's always, when you go someplace, there's what you learned in elementary school or even, you know, on the internet growing up as an adult. But it's like when you go there, you realize that there's so many different. When I went down to Argentina and Chile, I realized that it wasn't as, quote, Latin as I thought it was. You know, there's a lot of Italian influence, a lot of Swiss influence, right. German influence. Like, the houses, in fact, looked like they were Swiss chalets. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, I think because it was so cold down there and it was, like, settled by those people. Whereas, mm-hmm. like, I think I was expecting more, you know, just
Mariachi bands, burritos,
beans and rice, you know, like, yeah, kind of stuff, you know. Whereas, like, that's obviously, even if you go to Mexico, that's not what it's like. But it's just, that's just sort of like,
that's so, what television has taught us.
Well, there you go. And I was expecting more of that. But I think in Brazil and Argentina, as you go further up towards the center of the continent, you'll get a little more of that. Mm. But it seemed like even just the complexion of the people there was very fair. They looked very European.
Yeah. Well, though, that's not like, I mean, I actually took a class in undergrad when I was still sort of figuring out what my major would be. It was like an anthropology class. And one of the things we focused on was like race in Latin America and the concept of race. And in the different countries, there were really different like national policies
right.
that were adopted. Like Paraguay, where I lived for several years, is like very pro-mixing and mestizo. And Argentina had a much more like extermination policy toward Native Americans, like the U.S. basically, like, you know, get it, you know, pushing them out. And
oh, okay, you mean like the Native Americans.
Native Americans.
Okay,
yeah.
Put them on like plantations and like take their, or not plantations. Sorry, that was horrible.
Reservations.
Oh God.
This is full of wrong. You know, New Year's resolution: try not to offend as many people.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say more wrong.
Boop. Anyway.
So another resolution, or are you done with the resolutions?
Resolutions. I'll try and come up with some over the course of this conversation. But on the topic of New Year's, should we talk New Year's parties?
Sure.
What makes a good New Year's party?
I don't know. I think just what makes a good party in general. You know,
booze.
I mean, good. Sometimes good times somehow like they have to be infused into that mix, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think you just need people who like each other
mm-hmm.
and want to talk a lot and have a good time, I guess.
All right.
But
what about in terms of the geography of the party setting?
Oh.
What do you think makes a good party?
I think it's fun if there's people you don't know there. Even if, like, you don't talk to them. Mm-hmm. There's, like, sort of this... Okay, yeah, actually... So, I mean, this is maybe going back more to college and sort of like that sort of era of mm-hmm. like people that age. But I think the excitement about a party was that there would be people, though you may not talk to them, you could possibly talk to or meet. You know, mm-hmm. especially when you were dating, whatever. It's like, oh, I might meet a girl or a guy or whatever it happens to be, right?
Yeah.
But sort of there's this excitement of like, who will be there? What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whereas like if you have a party with like 20 people that you know and you know them all,
mm-hmm.
it's like, what's going to happen? Oh, well, like, you know, Tom and Jill are going to go talk over here. And then like so-and-so is going to be cooking in the kitchen. So-and-so is going to sit on the couch. So-and-so is going to be annoyed at this person or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know the entire dynamic. You can kind of guess it.
Yeah.
But if you go to a bar or sort of like this new party, or it's a party of like a person you're kind of close with,
mm-hmm.
something, there's element of a surprise or like, you know.
The unknown.
It's like, what could happen? Who's going to do what? Who's going to say this? How can I throw my, you know, thoughts into this,
mm-hmm.
you know, conversation or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of, to me, I guess it could be, a party can be really exciting or fun when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
When you, I mean, maybe you don't even have to meet somebody, but something exciting happens. Somebody burns a couch. Somebody, you
this
know,
has come up before in a previous regular search for truth.
Has it?
Yeah.
I'm just really into couch burning, I guess.
Sachin is a moonlights as a couch burner.
If you invite me to a party you don't really know me very well, and you have a bunch of spare furniture around, watch out. I mean, that's like, if you go to a party where a couch is burned,
mm-hmm.
come on, that's got to be a good party, right?
Yeah.
Or if like somebody jumps in the pool with their clothes on, that's exciting.
Woo!
Right? I mean, like, wow, oh, this guy, even better yet, if he jumps off the roof. In any movie where like there's a party and it's out of control, there's always the one guy who jumps off the roof into a pool.
That's true.
Right? I mean, that's how you know when the party is out of control.
Yeah. It's like a signal.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
It's a trope.
As a trope. Word. Wow. That's a
word, right? Yeah. All right. All right. Good.
I don't actually know what it means, but I'm going to assume it means like signifier or something.
It's kind of a cliche.
Okay.
But it's not, I mean, cliche is almost like, oh, it's overused. But it's sort of like this, the concept.
Okay.
The concept of a crazy party is couch burning and pool jumping off of from roof.
All right.
Roof jumping off of into pool.
All right. You need to be in a warmer place.
No, that makes it even crazier.
Oh.
If it's...
See, but I think in all those scenes in the movies, though, there's always people crowded around the pool.
Yes,
but
yes.
They wouldn't be there if it was cold out. They would be inside.
Fair enough. I mean, okay. I mean, I'm not talking about like New England during winter cold, I guess. Mm-hmm. But maybe, yeah, like maybe 50s or 60s.
Okay.
At least. Like, at lowest.
All right. You going to have a New Year's party?
We are. You're invited.
All right. Thank you. What's the... I was going to say, what's the theme of your New Year's party?
It's going to be celebration and rebirth.
Oh, okay. Good.
And black and white.
Are you having any planned activities? Or is it just a bunch of people hanging out and drinking?
Yeah, actually, no planned activities.
Okay.
But if you come, maybe there'll be music.
We could do 2010 trivia.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah?
That's a good one. Yeah, you'll have to commit pretty soon before we get this stuff going.
We just lost another, like, all of our listeners under the age of 28.
Why?
I don't know. I think, like, that's an old person thing.
Oh, trivia.
Yeah. Maybe 28 is too old. Maybe we lost everybody under 24.
I think we lost everybody, like, the day you went to Kenya.
That might be. those Skype podcasts didn't quite
I think the Skype podcasts are okay. They're just like, you know, there was a little bit of break, I think, and then like true. I don't know maybe the Skype podcasts are good. I haven't heard anybody say anything about it, so.
The email stream has slowly slowed to a trickle and then died out. Well, send us some hate mail, people.
Steve's definitely not listening anymore.
Yeah, well, that guy's a turd anyway. Didn't want him in his
dirty ears. This
is
a tier one or tier two podcast only.
Yeah, that's true. This is exclusive. Actually, this is an exclusive podcast.